This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's a Thursday morning, and you're back with us on the weekly mashup. My name is Timisha Masha, and I travel with the very lovely and the very short jean wearing.
Miss Candice Mama. Is that what you're going to say or yeah, no?
No, I was going to let you say Candice Mama because I was going to say Pretty Mama.
I should wear short shorts every day.
Ooh, you guys should be in the studio with us right now. It's a beautiful Thursday. I'm like, this is why I had to live. I had to live for this. I had to survive for this so that I could see this. Because, you know, when you're out of here, when you've checked out, it's over. You don't get to see this in heaven. Like,
none
it's great
this.
Out there, but you don't get to see it. My mic is a little bit limp, though. I don't know what's going on.
Is it? Yeah, no, they leave us with, yeah.
So let's start with you. How have you been before, you know, we're going to...
Wow, see, I feel like anything I say will be extremely, extremely anticlimactic.
I love your hair. You did a whole new thing.
I just didn't want to, like, you know, dry it, so I hairsprayed it.
Okay.
It's the style. It's called the lazy girl look.
Is it?
Mm.
I really wish I could do stuff like that with my hair. It's like either it's either combed or uncombed. Kept or unkept.
Mine is either like this or straightened. It's there's no
it's
middle ground.
Cool though, you know?
Oh, thank you.
But it's cool that you have that option of you can straight like you just dry your hair and it straightens. Most people like if they're black, it means like you have one kind of look.
It's
curly.
There's a process.
Or
there's
if it's relaxed, it's relaxed. There's no two things. You can't like choose like ooh, today I want it curly. No, it's relaxed.
No. Like my hair goes through the most.
Okay.
Like don't stress. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm alive. I'm much better for seeing
thank God for
you.
That.
Oh, just before we get into it, happy birthday to my best friend. I had to like just put it out there. It's his birthday today.
What's his name? Tell us his
Rowan.
Name.
Rowan DeForce.
Rowan DeForce.
Happy
Rowan.
Happy birthday.
That may DeForce be with you. Happy birthday. How old is he now? Is he your
he's
age?
27.
Oh, he's quite old, eh? Does he know that? He's getting on, eh?
Yo.
He's no spring chicken, eh?
Hey, you want to be talking, eh? After what you've been through. Hey, you
listen,
should know
man,
the value of YOLO.
You know what? Yeah, like YOLO for real. Like, I'm not scared of anybody right
okay,
now.
But
you know,
you've got
I just
like nine lives. No, you've got nine lives, honestly.
What?
Because you just go through the most bizarre things and you always come out alive.
Like
on Sunday.
Be here. Yeah.
Oh my
like
gosh.
On Sunday. That
can was, you believe, you know how I found out, by the way?
How did you find
about
out?
About your hijacking attempt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just chilling.
No, it wasn't an attempt. It was
no,
an actual hijacking.
Oh,
it was like the whole thing.
Yes, it was the entire episode.
Yeah.
Like my mom was just chilling on the couch and she's like, oh my, my mom's very dramatic.
Yeah, so could
oh
do
my
a voice.
Oh God. Tamisha. I'm like, what? Your co-host. Yes,
that's
I figured
who he is. Tamisha, your co-host.
Yeah.
Okay, now we know who it is.
What's I'm next? Like, damn, I was so confused. I didn't know who you
yeah,
were talking about.
Yeah.
And then she's like, they say he got hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
Who's they? She's like, no, I'm reading it on Facebook. Ah. And then immediately, like, I tried to call you and obviously
just to
your
verify
phone.
It, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously your phone was engaged. And then I went through my
sources.
No, it
sources. Was actually just off.
It was off, yeah. Mm. And I went to my sources and yeah, they confirmed that you had indeed unfortunately been hijacked.
Who
and
are
I
your sources?
You.
I'm still like
no,
curious.
No.
It was Muzi. Just tell it, say it.
I'm sorry, Muzi. I'm bad.
Okay.
My secret, super secret
your,
source.
Your Reimsich neighbor. Do you guys ever visit each other, by the way?
Considering I met the guy like
what,
a couple of months ago and then this time, I think it would be awkward just pitching up at his house.
You're close. I mean, you could literally go to his house if you run out of sugar.
No.
Can he come to your house if he runs out? I mean, the likelihood is he might run out of sugar. I know you guys don't run out of sugar. There's a lot of sugar at the mama house. There's a lot of sugar at the mama house, isn't there?
Well, because none of us really drink sugar, so it's fine. Oh,
so,
my
yeah,
gosh. So
it was
get
like,
into it. See,
it was so crazy.
And when I called you, I thought you were going to be like shaken up and be like, I'm at the hospital. Like, you know, I'm seeing a therapist right now. And
yeah,
they put me on like
yeah. They put
drugs.
Me on meds. That's the only thing that hasn't happened yet that I'm still looking forward to.
Oh my.
The good meds. But apparently there aren't really any good meds.
Okay, no. Firstly, can we just rewind? Because I want to know what happened. So
let
you were
you
just
blow,
chilling.
Blow, blow. No, I wasn't just chilling.
No, you were just driving, I mean.
I was driving. So
where were you driving?
I left Ferry Glen, my parents' house.
Yes, Pretoria.
I had cooked an amazing meal. I
okay.
made osombuko or osobuko.
What is that?
With red wine and cream sauce.
Oh, damn.
You know, with some basil.
Considering I don't know what that is.
It's just basically a fancy way of saying beef shin.
Oh, okay.
Which is like really just like the shin part of the beef, right?
Okay.
And some brown rice, which is great. Some Lanique liqueur carrots.
Oh, wow. I tried that.
And some really great gem squash, you know, cinnamon and a little bit of brandy.
So it was a meal.
It was really good stuff. So maybe it was my last supper. I don't know.
Damn.
So I packed some into a Tupperware. I was like, I'm going to have some later. I left. A friend of mine needed me to pick them up, right? Because I was in Pretoria. They were in Soshanguve, which is actually not that close.
Okay.
It's basically like going from one side of Pretoria to the other side of Pretoria.
Okay.
From east to west.
Okay.
Northwest. I go there. And this person's like running a bit late. I wait for a little bit. And while I'm looking at Twitter, I realize Frank Ocean has just released a new album.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me Frank Ocean got you into this mess.
Frank Ocean got me into this
mess.
Oh, damn. He really totally got me into this mess.
And considering how long we've been waiting for his album.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. So, obviously, I was like, there's no way I'm not going to download this right now.
Right now. While I'm in a shady-ass neighborhood.
You know what? I mean, the whole of Soshanguve is basically shady-ass. even though I grew up there.
Yes.
It's like nothing like what it was when I was a boy.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, let me be careful in the meantime. Let me just make sure that nothing bad happens by, you know, I've got a little, I always carry like a wine opener, a bottle opener in the car.
Okay, okay.
And so I opened it, you know, like Denzel in that film.
Oh, just in case something bad happens.
Just in case something bad happens.
I just don't think you planned ahead.
Right?
But go
on. And I got it by like my handbrake. Like,
if
anyone comes and rolls up on me, I'm going to take them out.
Okay, so you had a feeling.
No, not really. Like, I was just being cautious like I always am. Like, I'm just one of those people who's like, I don't get hijacked because I'm cautious.
Oh, yes.
I always look around, especially in places that I dodge.
Yes.
So these two guys pass by. One is like having a smoke, and I'm like, I look at them, and I'm like, you know, I'm not stereotyping just because they're brothers.
Yes.
That's like who lives there.
Oh
right?
My gosh!
I don't know why people.
And you don't want to be that black guy.
Yeah, but
who's
still
judging other black
people.
No,
I don't. I just don't want to be that black guy who gets robbed. So I'm like looking at them, and I'm like letting them walk past and letting them see that I'm looking at them. Then another two walk by.
Okay.
But this is normal. This is what people do in the streets.
Yes, of course.
You know, although it's like 9:30 to 10. No, it was like about 9:45 to 10.
Okay.
In the evening. So while I'm still waiting there, I'm downloading Frank Ocean. Like, I'm like, okay, those guys have gone. It's safe now. Download Frank Ocean. Let's listen to the first song. Let's read the lyrics. As I'm going through the second song, I think it's Ivy or something.
Oh, my gosh.
These guys came way around the block. And I didn't know it was the same guys at first. This is what I'm realizing as time has gone on.
Yes.
And all I see is the first guy with the gun. So I see these guys running towards me, and then I just see the one guy with the gun.
Yeah.
And he looks like he knows what he's doing with that gun. You know, because sometimes you can see how the guy's holding the gun.
Yeah, they're like shaky. Yeah. And
no, this like, he knows how to shoot. And if I do something crazy, and my car's not even on, so I can't even like speed off.
Yes. Oh, damn.
And right there, I'm like, I'm just trying not to get shot.
For
anything more than just, I don't really feel like lying on a cold concrete slab waiting for an ambulance to come from, you know, Soshanguve is like the last, one of the last apartheid townships. So they built it far.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I don't know where the nearest hospital is.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just like, it's okay. You can have the car.
Okay, so do you get out at this point?
They're like, they're trying to get me out. So they're like, get out the car.
Yeah.
And one guy actually like grabs my little wine opener, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
And you're like, it's my protection.
And I'm like, oh, that funny. I just had that just in case you guys came up. And he's like, put it down. So I felt kind of sheepish.
Yeah.
It's like, you got a gun, I've got this wine opener.
Yeah.
I think gun wins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I get out the car, and I'm thinking, this is over now. I'm just going to stand there. You know, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I've got a Savannah in the car. So I'm like, could I just have the Savannah? So that while I'm here, I've got something to do.
Yeah.
The guys go, okay, sure, you can do that.
Yeah.
And then one of them decides, no, actually, you know what? You should come with us. So I'm like, no. I think this is as far as I go, guys.
Okay, so is this four guys? Are they four guys?
There's four guys.
Okay.
So like, no. So one guy says, let's put him in the boot. And the one guy says, no, it's going to take too long to put him in the boot. Just get him in the back seat.
Oh, okay. So now you guys are like a tight squeeze. Are you in the middle of the two people
at the back seat?
Oh, damn.
And
do they have the mask on, the ski
mask? No, none of them have masks. They were just themselves. And they were just talking to me, you know, casually. And the one guy's taking off my watch, my favorite watch. It's like, why are we doing this? And you know, you can't at that point say, hey, come on, what are you doing? This is my nice watch.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, are you guys, okay, so while all of this is happening, you're in the back seat, right? Mm-hmm. And now are these guys making conversation with you?
They're driving now.
Okay. They're driving. Are they panicking?
No, at this point, they're just like, where do we go now? Okay. We should go there, blah, blah. No, turn left here. No, go there. Okay. And I'm like, okay, these guys don't really know where they're going. They're a bit disorganized. Mm. Then they end up in this like felt, you know, area, and it's dark, and the one guy switches off the lights.
Oh.
And then he like drives over a stone or something, and it's like really like the car's really loud, and it's being scratched, and I'm thinking my mom's car, like she's gonna be really upset when I drive home later and her car's messed up.
You still thought you were gonna be able to have
this
car
this whole time? I'm still thinking at some point
that you're gonna negotiate
this
the car
is
back.
Gonna be over, and I'm gonna have my car back, and I'm just gonna be like, guys, but now you scratched the car, like that was messed
damn,
up
damn,
you know
damn.
Because you're still very optimistic at this point.
Because you can't believe what the hell's happening.
Yeah, and I'm one of those guys who is eternally optimistic. I'm thinking anytime now these guys are going to see what a bad idea this was and just go, you know what,
we're done.
It's like, our bad, we had a bit of fun. Sorry
like
to inconvenience you.
Okay.
You can go home now. So this friend of mine keeps calling, you know, she's like, where are you? And they're like, answer it, but like put it on speaker so we can hear. Like, and they're like, tell her you've gone, you're coming back in 15 minutes. So I make up the story. I just went somewhere. I'm coming back in 15 minutes. And she's like, why? I'm like, I'll be back.
Just shut up.
Stop. And then she calls again. You're not even answering your phone. I'm waiting. What happened to you? And then they're like, tell her you've left. You got upset. She made you wait too long and now you've left. So I'm like, listen, I'm upset. You made me wait. I'm out of here. Don't call me again. And I'm like, this is a good thing because I don't want these guys actually, you know what?
Let's go get her.
Let's go pick her up.
Yes.
So I'm like, don't call me again.
Yeah.
And then I drop the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, we're driving with these guys now. And the one guy's like, we need your PIN number for your bank accounts.
Oh, damn.
Have you got, which bank accounts have got the money? So I was fortunate because like I hadn't gotten paid just yet. It was my last $750 for petrol for that week. And I'm like, all I've got is $750.
And at this point, aren't they recognizing who you are?
Not yet. Like, they're still not recognizing me yet.
Okay.
The guy's like, you better not be lying to us. I'm like, guys, I'm with you guys. I mean, you know, I'm...
we're in the struggle together. Except I'm more of a struggle because I'm the hostage.
Know? And I mean, like, we're speaking in, like, Gasi, like, you know, the Soshanguve, Sipitori. Like, you know, I'm like, but for to kinalelona. And in fact, I've got... if you guys want some savannas, you know,
wow,
I got like, I bought three. So, you know, feel free to help yourselves. Like, no, we're on a job. Can't you see we're working? I'm like, okay.
Oh, damn.
Well, after you're done, at least you can get refreshed.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, if you don't believe me, let me show you, because at least I still had my my phone at the time. And I'm like, thank God for the FNB app because it's just so quick and clear.
Yes.
And even in an open field, Vodacom was there for me, so I could open my app.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
So I've given a shout out to FNB and Vodacom.
Yes.
I hope that I get something for that. Nonetheless, I open the app and I show them. Like, there's literally minus, and then there's this like $750 in their one account that I've given them PIN for.
Yes.
And I tell them that's the card. That's the only card that has money. All the other cards, like, you know, nothing's going on.
Yeah.
There. Fortunately, I'm driving my mom's car, which is a Jetta, right?
Because
old model.
If you were driving your BMW, I think they would have really, like,
they would have been
mad.
A bit upset that, like, you drive a BMW
but you
like
have
this and you
for
only
petrol?
Have. Yeah, like, you're playing, you know?
Yeah.
So we leave there and then we go to another, like, field. I don't know why we go to another open field.
Wow.
Like, this one was a good field.
Yeah.
It was quiet. No one was coming. Yeah. And then we drive halfway through Soshanguve to go to another field. At this point now, that's when one of them recognizes me. It's like, no, man. And you know how they speak in Sipitori. Dimani kamizi ke ektaramo momo skende. Ah, braheka. So that gets surreal. Braheka. I don't know what the hell was Soshanguve. I'm like, no, guys, I'm here in Sosh. You know, my phone has the picture of my baby on it, you know.
Yes.
So like, what are you doing here? Are you here to see your baby? So I'm like, I'm going to go with this.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, I was here to see my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, DJing now phone here, like, is she your baby mama? I'm like, yes, that's the baby
my
mama.
Goodness.
I'm here to see my baby. We're just going through something.
Yes.
It's a bit rough at the moment.
Yes.
And in fact, I'm living in Mamelodi with my mom, you know.
Okay.
They're like, but no, you're an actor. You're rich. You're on TV. So I'm like, yeah, about that. Like, the contract came to an end months ago and they didn't renew. So I found myself in a jam. I spent all my money.
Wow.
And I had to sell my car.
Yeah.
And I had to move back with my mom in Mamelodi.
Yes.
You know. we're in Mamie Lodi. And I'm like, oh shit, these guys
damn.
Know Mamie Lodi.
Damn,
do
damn,
I also
damn.
Know Mamie? And I do know, fortunately, because I'm thinking, my cousin's place. Where is that? Mamie Lodi East.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they're like, we're in Mamie Lodi East. I'm like, Godi 10.
Yo.
And that's when I could see there was like, you know, that glaze over their eyes, like they didn't really understand Godi 10, right? I'm like, shit, got away with that.
Yes.
So then they're like, nah, listen, man, if you just give us 10,000 right now, we'll let you go. You can have your car.
Oh, damn.
You have everything, but
so,
we'll just give us 10
grand.
So in
the middle of a like the fault, they're negotiating now the terms of your release.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty cool because obviously if I had the 10 grand, I would have gone for that. Like the money on the box, you have the 10 grand, let's just like, let's just call it a bad evening. Okay. I lost 10 grand.
Gamble, bad gamble.
But at the back of my mind, I'm also thinking, if I give them 10 grand, if I had 10 grand,
then they're going to be mad that, you know, you told them you only had 750.
No, I think at this point it would have been like, let bygones be bygones.
Okay.
Obviously, I told you I had 750.
Yes.
I'm trying to save my 10 grand.
Yes, okay.
But how do I explain that to the police? Because it would be like, you just withdrew 10 grand and you spent it at a tavern.
Exactly.
And Soshanguve. And now you're trying to get us to give you 10 grand
back.
So somewhere in the back of my mind, as I'm doing the calculations, I'm thinking, maybe that's not such a good idea either.
Yes.
Because you obviously can't retrieve 10 grand once you've given it to these guys.
Yes.
Besides which, I really don't have 10 grand. I mean, I'm calculating. Could I call my mom?
Yeah.
Would she maybe have 10 grand somewhere? Do I call one of my friends?
Oh, my God.
And it just so happens that one of my friends does call, actually, at that point. And she calls, and I'm
This is not the same friend you're supposed to
friend.
Pick up. Okay.
Another friend.
Yes.
So I'm like, friend, I can't talk to you right now. I'll talk to you later.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
So she's like, wow, that's strange, because he's never, he's usually like, chat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, at this point, they decide, let's put him in the boot.
Yeah.
And let's go find a guy who can take care of this tracker.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now, geez, that elevated really quick.
That elevated.
From negotiating 10 grand to now having you in the boot.
Yes. So, I'm like, before I go in there, can I just take a pee? Because, like, it's been a long evening, and I've been drinking Savannahs, and they're going right through me.
Yeah.
And these guys are very, like, they're very cool, you know what I mean? Like, they're offering me cigarettes at this point. Like, you know, you need to calm down.
Oh, so
you
have
smoke.
Like a camaraderie right now.
You have
now.
A bit of a camaraderie. I'm offering them my Savannahs.
Yeah, they're offering
they're like,
me
no,
smoke.
No, later. But what was crazy is like the one guy is like, all I have is like these, I got a loose cigarette, you know, the one rand cigarettes. I don't know if that's your type of cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm
because
sorry.
Because you're like an actor.
Yeah, because you know, you're like this famous, the Liberty guy, but this is all I got.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, it'll do. It's cool.
We've already
you know, right now, I'm a little bit nervous, so you know, having a cigarette is probably what I need.
this is so bizarre.
It's
and
so
crazy.
Bizarre, hey. And the one guy's like, "Look, why do you? Because I carry my receipts in my wallet."
Yes.
So he's like, "How come you carry all the receipts? Because we thought it was cash."
Yeah.
And why don't you carry? So I'm like, "No, I'll keep the receipts because it's important when I buy stuff."
Yeah.
Text year comes around,
yes.
I get the receipts,
yes.
and I can prove that I bought these things.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Oh wow." You know what? I'm going to give you your receipts. Do you need anything else for like your wallet? Because, you know.
So this is before you get into the boot.
This is before I get in the boot.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's very thoughtful. Thank you so much. Because obviously I'm going to need those come text time.
Yes.
And, you know, SARS is not going to really be like, well, you know, you did get hijacked. You lost those receipts.
Yeah.
We'll let it go.
Yeah.
I'm sure
no.
they'll be like, no.
We've heard that story before.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So then I get in the boot. And I had some of my clothes in there. So they take that out, but they left because I was wearing literally like some house shoes. You
was
know?
It like a snug boot or was it like a...
Look, it's a Jetta 5, you know, so the boot is not too small, but it's
oh,
not it's not like exactly luxury and, you know...
Because I'm thinking if they put you in the BMW boot, there's like that lever like you can pull if you get stuck in the
Every
boot.
Every boot apparently has that. And even the Jetta has
And you couldn't
that.
Find it?
I couldn't find it for the life of me for the longest time, right?
Okay, so you didn't end up finding it.
I did, but here's,
oh, wow.
here's where it gets crazy.
Okay.
So we're driving around for like the longest time.
Yes.
And then we end up at a garage because I was running out of gas.
Yes.
So they would throw the money at the petrol station, my money, and they put the gas in.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
The whole time I'm still thinking my mom is going to be so mad.
And when you pulled up, when you pulled up at the gas station, did you like knock, you know, try and get people's attention?
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. Like movies. I only know
Hell
movies
no.
to reference.
I'm
no?
thinking... If nobody opens, these guys are going to be mad and they're going to give me a beatdown.
Oh
I'm trying
gosh.
To avoid a beatdown
oh, yeah,
at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even worse. Okay.
Or just getting shot.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm thinking, let me just find this boot lever. And I found something that you can pull.
Yes.
But it doesn't open anything. And I'm praying. I'm like, please, right now would be a good time, Jesus, to open this car, you know? Because the guy's still filling up.
Yes.
Nothing happens. We drive off. Like, now we're driving again. And I think they found this guy now. But while we're driving, the guy's like, you know, giving me my cards back, all the cards. Like, he literally says, I'll give you all the cards in your wallet, your driver's license. I even got my Pick and Pay rewards card, you know, and my Dis-Chem card, which is very helpful.
So now you're in the boot.
I'm in the boot. I've just decided I'm just going to just take this ride. Let me just take this moment to relax and find a comfortable way to just lie here until this is all over.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
These guys keep offering me more Savannahs in the meantime.
But how are they getting to you? Do they keep stopping the car to come
to you?
No, no,
you know, there's like always that partition between the seats and the booth. So they keep opening it to also make sure I'm not misbehaving and trying to open the booth.
Oh, okay, so you're not trying to do nothing. Okay,
you know, as long as I'm doing that, they're cool.
Okay,
we're cool.
Okay.
You know, I think what I didn't mention, though, was just after I got hijacked, the first time now, we're in this felt.
Yes.
And I'm trying to like talk to these guys like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
The one guy gets really angry and he pulls out this huge knife and he's like,
"Was that the boss?"
There were two guys who were, I think they were like the guys in charge.
Like the
guy
leaders.
With the gun, he was the tall one, the biggest one there.
Yes.
The other three were like kind of smallish, you know, slight in build. And the guy sitting on my left, he was the most experienced. And I think he was the oldest one because I found out later that he's 40 years old, but he looks like he's 21.
In the chat that you guys were having.
In the chat that we had later. So at this point, he was like, let me take this guy out right now. He was like really excited about that. I'm like, no, please, not
like,
right now.
You don't need to kill me.
Yeah, like let's not do this. Yeah, like it's going to just get messy and blood in the seats.
And then what you going to do with my body?
You know,
and you guys are going to be dirty.
And I'm heavy. I don't think you guys take a while to pull me out.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So that didn't happen. So I'm like, phew.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's the guy who ended up taking my watch, right?
Okay.
And he was the most aggressive at the beginning, him and the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
So this other guy was going to offer me my wallet back because he was like, well, we've got what we need. You can have your wallet back. And it's a nice wallet. And this other dude is like, are you crazy? I don't have a wallet. Why are you giving this guy his wallet back?
Oh, okay.
So that's when I was like, well, okay, if you must keep my wallet. It's a nice wallet. It's a Mont Blanc. You know, I hope you get some nice money for that. I actually bought it at the shop. It's not like I'm on a street Mont Blanc. It's like from the shop in Santa.
Oh, my gosh.
And also, by the way, the iPhone, it's quite an expensive phone. So, like, don't be selling it for less than 1,000 rand. That's just like, why?
Is this what you're busy saying to them?
That's what I'm trying to, like, get on their right side.
Yeah, like, showing them how they can capitalize from this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, like, I'm useful.
Yes.
So keep me around.
Yes, because I've got good ideas.
Yes, exactly. So now we get to this tavern after driving around for another 2 hours. And when we get to this tavern, I can hear it's a tavern because it's so loud.
Of course. You can always hear a township tavern.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, I'm going to try and get out this boot.
Yes.
I'm really going to like up my levels of trying to get out this boot.
Oh my gosh.
I find the button. Push, it pops open. As it pops open, I see these guys. They're like literally five feet. Not even like 5 meters away from. They're like right there. This guy negotiating with this other guy about how they're going to take out the tracker and how much they're going to sell the car for.
Yeah.
And it's the guy with the gun, the main guy.
Oh, damn.
And he like pulls out this gun and he's pointing it at me and he's really angry and everyone's really angry now.
Because
and he
your
wants to
ass
shoot
opened
me.
The boot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the other guy's like, don't shoot him just yet.
Yes.
Like there's people here and stuff and we don't want to make a scene.
Yeah.
Let's just go somewhere quiet. Now I'm like, oh no. Why? This is a horrible sense of humor, Jesus. You could have opened the boot at the garage where there's cameras.
Oh my God. This is
now
the
nobody
most
even
epic.
Saw.
This is like the most epic hijack story. This is like a Matt Damon movie. Okay, but go on. Sorry.
No, it's cool.
Okay, so now they want to shoot you. You at the boot. Now
so they close the boot. They get back in the car.
And now you're back in the boot.
They're really angry. Yeah.
And now you're shitting yourself.
Now I'm shitting myself. Because like, now they're
now
angry.
You messed
now
up.
It got serious. It just got real. Before they were like, cool. They love me as an actor. We were talking about Scandal.
Yeah,
now
you're
just
the
got
enemy.
Real.
Mm.
And then we stop somewhere, and then they tie me up because I had jumper cables in the back of the car. Just
why would you keep such dangerous things that could assist the hijacker?
Okay, you're not thinking of assisting a hijacker. Yes, okay. You're thinking of if my battery goes down, at least someone can jump me. Okay? And those are the things that were used to tie me up.
Oh, my gosh. We should not be laughing. Okay, go
we
on.
We shouldn't be laughing about this, but what can I say? So this guy, he's very polite, though.
Yes.
He's still like, you know, we try to get you to cooperate. Sorry. And you refuse to cooperate. So now I have to do this. And I'm really sorry about this. But this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
I wish you had just not tried to open the boot. And he's tying me up, and I'm like, and he's like, at the same time, he's like, I'm sorry if it's really tight, but what else can I do? You know, the guys are watching me as well.
So yep. He was he was feeling you.
He okay. was, you know, okay. He was my main guy.
Yes.
Then they close the boot again. We drive off to another field this time. And then now Jeez. This is an even more like secluded field. It's yeah. in the middle of nowhere.
So even if
I don't
you
even
did
know
get
where
out.
I am. Yeah. And they're like, go over there. And it's like there's an opening. It's like a bit of a dump. There's concrete slabs, and I can smell like dead dog. And I don't know. At this point, I just start thinking this would be the ideal place to do the shooting, you know.
Oh my gosh.
So, but I somehow accept it. At that point, that's when I accept that if this is going to be it, the best thing to do if I'm going to survive is to not act like a punk.
Yes.
But if I don't survive and I get shot, then I just have to accept that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
like there's nothing else. There's no getting around this.
Yeah.
So hopefully my chances of survival might be improved by the fact that I didn't get nervous. Mm. I didn't get scared. But nonetheless, it feels like this is it. So I asked them, like, you know, in Sipitori. So, Majita Leton Satisa, which is basically translated. Is it time now?
Yeah.
Because now I realize the other guy who I thought just had a knife also has a gun of his own.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So the whole time I've been thinking, how am I going to get out of this? If I just grab the one guy, hit that guy against that, da da da, do some Matt Damon stuff, grab the guy with the gun because he's the one who's driving, I might just be able to get out of this. I'm like, thank God I didn't try any heroics.
Yes.
Because I would have been shot and left on the side of the road to bleed to death.
And you're an actor. That must be second nature.
Bleeding to death?
No. Trying heroics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thinking it's a movie.
Yeah. I'm thinking this would be great.
Thinking that you are the staring in this movie.
You know what I mean? No. We didn't do the choreography before. You know, because usually you have to do the choreography. You get it wrong. You get a second take, a third take. And I really had thought about, there were many times where I was like, okay, no, don't do it.
Yes. Oh my God.
And I felt like the whole time that I was in this ordeal, there was just this voice that said to me, you need to just relax. I got you. But I can't do this if you keep trying to save yourself.
Yeah.
So you need to trust me and let me do the work.
Yes.
I tell you, when I started listening to that voice and just being like, okay, I'm never going to get my mom's car back. I'm going to have to explain to her that I was hijacked. I'm really sorry. I ended up in Sosh. I'm sorry that they took your car. I'm going to have to get a new phone. Or, you know, all the things that are inconvenient that just like, I don't really feel like going through that.
Most people are just thinking, I hope I survived. and I hope people are happy that I've survived. No, you think you're like recuperating.
Yeah, I'll be, okay, I'm never going to get this stuff back.
Oh,
it's so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I really love my cover because I had that waterproof cover as well. And I'm like, where am I going to get another one like that? But, you know, the more I thought about it, just accept it. Like, you're in this situation.
Yeah.
Accept it.
Stop denying.
Stop denying and stop thinking of the future. Stop thinking 5 minutes from now. Stop thinking 20 minutes from now.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop thinking an hour from now. Stop thinking when you get out of this.
Yes.
What if you don't get out of this? So trust that even if you don't get out, even if you die, it's okay. It's actually okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, I think everything started being okay.
Mm.
So the two guys sit with me and the other two guys drive off in the car to go take the tracker out, and we're sitting there for what feels like 2 hours. I think it was a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And that's when we really start to get to talking. We talk about everything. We talk about God. We talk about this one guy who was the most aggressive at first. Mm. Turns out to be, you know, the nicest guy. He's just come out of prison. He's just done 12 years.
Yeah.
He's been 3 months out of prison. He feels like there's nothing else for him to do except this sort of work.
Jeez.
So I start talking to him about, you know, there's other ways that you can make money, even if you want to stick to crime, that are just less dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm, you know, it's like we're basically workshopping.
Yeah. Only you would turn a hijacking into a workshop.
You know, and at every turn he keeps like saying no. And I'm like, dude, you're not helping me out here. I'm trying to help you. And you're like, you keep telling me no. Just like, open your mind. You could find something else. And then after that, you know, we talk about his life, his kids. I think he's got a wife or a girlfriend. Then we talk about his gun, and he thinks I don't know guns. He wants to show me the bullet. I'm like, no, I'm familiar with guns because, you know, I do this all the time as well. Do you go to a shooting range?
I don't do hijackings all the time.
No,
I
but
just
like
do the
just,
whole
just the practice, the acting with the guns, and you have to go to a shooting range.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's quite impressed about my knowledge that I can tell what kind of pistol it is.
So you guys are just sitting out there in the dark, and y'all are
for
just
like
talking.
The longest time. He gets a call from his lady. And he's such a sweet guy. He's actually a very loving guy. Because if it was me, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I went out to do stuff. You know, I said I was going to go out. And I'm in the middle of a job.
Holy crap.
You know, and
yeah.
He's like patient. He's like, hey, babes, you know. No, Nana, I'm still out here. I'm still at work. I'll call you when I'm done. Yeah, I'm still at work, right? How ironic.
Wow.
But right now I'm with people, you know, and it's a bit awkward. Let me talk to you later. No, I'll be back soon. Don't worry. Yeah, probably in the morning. We're still busy. Okay. Love you too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Jeez.
And I'm like, wow. Even, you know, hijackers are like you and I. Mm. They're just doing stuff that is really dangerous. And I asked him about that. I'm like, but why do you do this? Because you have just come out of prison. Aren't you afraid you could die? What if you had shot me?
Yeah.
You know, isn't that even a problem? Because now when you shot me, and yes, you're driving around in this car, the police now really want to catch you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's murder. And he's like, no, actually, I don't really care. I'm taking this car. My thing is, I'm taking this car. Whether you comply or you don't, I'm taking this car. But I suggest you comply.
Yeah.
Because whether you are dead or alive, this is my car now.
Jeez.
And that's when I really understood that these guys, when they've decided that they're going to take your car, at that point, nothing else matters.
Mm.
And the idea that if you fight back, you have a chance is totally, totally useless.
Mm.
The only chance you have is if you cooperate. That's the only time that you might have a chance to make it out of this thing.
Yeah.
And you cooperate all the way to the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I could have gotten mad at them. I could have, like, lost my cool. I could have gotten impatient.
Mm.
It's my right. I mean, I had plans.
Yes.
The following day, I was supposed to be in court. I was subpoenaed to be a witness in an attempted murder case.
Oh, my gosh.
And the prosecutor was very clear that if I don't pitch up, they're going to get me arrested. So I'm thinking, I really need to go now, you know? Mm. But I'm like, what else am I going to do? And at the same time, I'm realizing that a lot of people do not have the opportunities that we have at all. And when I say opportunities, I mean even the opportunities to think outside of the box of, I'm going to just do crime because I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the end of it all, after about 2.5 hours, they got the call, they got the tracker out.
Mm.
I can go. I think the words that the other guys used were something like, you can do what you like with him now.
Mm.
You can let him go or you can take him out.
Jeez.
And the one guy, that same guy, turns around and says, you know, the thing is, my thing is, I'm just a nice guy. That's my biggest failing. You know, that's my
weakness. Hijacker.
Yeah,
the hijacker.
I'm just a
He's
nice
like,
guy.
He's like, I'm just such a nice guy.
I'm such a nice guy.
Like, I can't kill you.
Yeah, and it's my weakness.
Oh, my. You know, my mother's always said,
you know,
I'm just the nicest human being while he's waving a gun in your face.
Apart from this hijacking, I'm a really nice guy.
Like, if you'd met me in a different situation,
you know
you'd
what
love
I mean?
Me.
Yeah. And oh that's my. What he said. He's like, like, you know, I hope, like, we're cool, you know. Like, you know in a different situation, I think we could have been friends. I'm like, yeah, probably. You know, let's let this blow over. Give it a couple of weeks.
Did you exchange numbers? Did he leave you with like a cell number? like WhatsApp me when you're good?
That would have been awkward. But I was like, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks we can have drinks, you know. I'll take you out for a beer.
Wow.
But the one thing, like, he keeps saying, like, I'm his favorite actor and I'll be good. You know, don't worry about the car. You can always replace that. You're a great actor. You'll have many more opportunities. And I'm like, gee, thanks, man.
He's bustering you up with compliments while you're tied up.
Yes, exactly.
Waving a gun in your face. Like, oh, man, I could have killed you. But don't worry. You go do your acting and get your car back.
Yeah, you'll be cool, man.
You'll move out of your mother's basement in Mamelodi. It's not even a basement.
Yeah, just the back room.
Back room. What? That must be the craziest kidnapping story I've ever seen.
It was crazy. And then here's the thing. Here's the best part of the kidnapping story.
Yes.
So now they're taking the cable, the jumper cables off, right? Because it's like, okay, we're going to let you go. But here's the thing.
Hmm?
If we let you go without tying you up with something,
yes,
no one's going to stop. So fortunately, I found this
bit of rope. They thought ahead for you.
They thought ahead for me.
Wow.
Because they were really apologetic that they couldn't get me back in the car and at least drop me where there was just a few more people around and it was like a main road. They were like, look, we're going to, those guys are going to wait for us at another spot.
Yes.
But we're going to have to leave you here. So you're going to have to find your way back. But there's a road just over there. If you look in that direction, just keep walking for about
five, 10 minutes. If you're just a little persistent, you can save yourself.
Yes, you can. You know, just keep walking. There'll be cars. But here's the thing. No one's going to stop for you if we don't tie you up again.
Wow.
So we're going to tie you up. Just tell me if it's too tight.
Oh,
is that okay?
Goodness.
But it can't be too loose, obviously.
Yes. You know?
That's what they're saying. It can't be too loose.
Because obviously then you could have untied yourself.
Yeah, and then everyone will see. But we want you to be able to untie yourself when the time is right.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you gotta put your hands up, like, do it like this.
Yes.
Look victim-like.
Oh, okay. So they even, like, coached you, the actor,
they coached
on how
me.
To look like you've just been hijacked.
Exactly.
Which you had been.
This wasn't an act. This is like, this is real.
This is the most bizarre.
It was. And I was like, thanks, guys. That's very thoughtful. And then I was like, in return, you know, since you've done me a solid, let me do you a solid. Just make sure you switch the iPhone off because otherwise they can track you, you know.
You gave it. What?
I was like, I don't want to meet them again. I don't really want to do that whole lineup thing. I don't want to do a lineup. I really don't.
And they'd know it's you.
Oh, you know.
Then they'd come after you.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
It's not. I'm not that hard to find.
And, yeah, and you're on Twitter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. And you work at a solid place like Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So all of you are going down.
Gareth will be my backup.
Gareth can't save me. So I'm thinking, switch the phone off so you don't get caught. Please. I'm said this like three times. Please do me a favor. Because they refused to take the SIM card out because they thought it was a ploy. Because they thought if they take the SIM card out, then they'd definitely be tracked. And I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense without the SIM card.
How did they put that two and two together?
You know, the problem with guys who have a gun is even if you're the smartest guy in the room,
you're
it
not,
doesn't really matter.
You're not the smartest.
The guy with the gun is the smartest guy in the room. And that's what I realized that day. Because I was like, no, but guys, I'm telling you the truth. And then that. I was like, but you know what? Maybe you're right.
You know what? You do what you do.
You do you, boo. You know, you keep that SIM card in there, but take it from me. You need to switch the phone off.
Though. Oh, my gosh.
And I take a walk, and the first car that drives past obviously doesn't stop. The second car doesn't stop. Third car doesn't stop. I'm still walking. I don't know where the heck I am.
I can literally see this in my mind.
I'm walking past this board, and it says Mabopane Skill Center. So clearly we've moved from Sosh to Mabopane. I don't know where in Mabopane. I don't know where north is. I don't know where south is.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what direction I'm walking in.
Yeah.
I'm just walking. I've decided that's the direction.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep walking until something comes up. And as I'm walking, I eventually see a garage. And I'm like, maybe I'll go to the garage and let me make a call and we'll take it from there. Fortunately, there's a police van that was patrolling. They're driving past, but you won't believe how long. I mean, I'm flagging them down, and they seem like they really don't want to stop, these guys.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Just ahead of me. They open the window a little bit.
Oh, so even the cops didn't want to help you.
Even the cops are a little bit scared. They're like, this guy could be, this could be anything. This could be a hijacking.
Yeah. He could be the ploy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I explained to them that, look, guys, I've just been hijacked.
Yeah.
Like, I really need a lift to the nearest police station. And they're like, they're taking me to the Mabopane police station. And they're like, we're from Kharankua. So this is as far as we take you. Cheers. Have a good one.
Wow. Okay.
At the Mabopane police station, they said, this happened in Soshanguve. You need to go to Soshanguve. So I'm like, duh, I don't have a car.
None of them are helping you out?
They're like, okay, we'll take you in the police van. Get in the car. So on the way there, I asked the guy if I can use the phone. I phoned my mom because that's the only number I could remember.
Yes.
And I'm like, don't panic. My first words were, hi, mom, please don't panic. But I've been hijacked. I'm okay though.
Yeah.
I'm fine. We're just on our way to the police station.
She's like, where did you go?
What's I don't even know the registration number of the car.
Oh my
God. I need the registration number.
Yes.
And at this point, I don't realize that about an hour ago, already for about an hour and a half, my parents have been getting calls from Tracker telling them, do you know that your car is in Winterfeld? Now, Winterfeld is like the deep slurk
of
Soshanguve.
Okay.
And they're like, huh? No, our son took the car. He was going to Joburg. How did it end up there?
Yes.
Like, no, it's actually there. And what is his number so we can phone him? They can't reach me now.
Yes.
These people can't reach me. At some point, about probably 10 minutes before I call my mother, Tracker had just called her and said to her, they've just removed the tracking device. We can't get hold of him.
Yeah.
We want to advise you to brace yourselves for the worst.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't realize that when I call and I say I've just been hijacked, like it's big news.
Yeah.
She knows this. And she's totally relieved.
Wow.
you know, so I go to the Soshanguve police station. We write down a statement. And that happens for another 2 hours.
Mm.
But what was strange is, like, you know, the police were very helpful. They were very sweet to me.
Yeah.
But they seem helpless towards the crime.
Oh, okay.
The one narrative that went across with everyone is, Soshanguve is so dangerous. Even we are scared of it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the cops. This, it's like there's just so much crime,
yeah,
and there's so much hijacking, and there's so much housebreaking,
oh, wow,
and there's so much attempted
that
murder.
Comfort.
We don't know what to do. Really? What are you doing here? This is a dangerous place.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh,
I'm at the police station with you guys, and you're telling me. And one policeman's like, yeah, last night I almost got robbed myself.
That is crazy.
That's how crazy that place is.
Holy crap. I can't believe you made it out, though.
Me too. That was like, wow.
That was all sorts of, like,
yeah,
twists of fate.
Twists of fate, man. It was, there were many times when I really thought I wasn't going to make it out. And fortunately, I did. And I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, I think I got a new sort of purpose about it.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter's still not on. Maybe I should go on too. By the way, I haven't got Twitter yet, people. So I haven't seen the comments from the haters.
I'm sure there are plenty. No.
Well, you know, they're just doing their job. You got to let them do their job.
No, but that's honestly the worst. Okay, it's the best hijacking story I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah?
Because most people are usually traumatized and would not be doing the show.
I'm not sure if, I mean, Rena was like, you're probably going to be traumatized later.
Yes.
And I'm like, I kind of know that I'm traumatized to some extent.
Yes.
Because it was uncomfortable. But honestly, I'm very grateful for the fact that of all the hijacking stories I've ever heard,
yes,
this was honestly the least violent.
The calmest almost. Yes, yes.
I was the calmest.
Yeah.
I did try to keep calm. I literally just forced myself to stay as calm as,
yes,
I could. And to try and not send out fearful vibes.
Yeah.
You know, but honestly, just being there for that time, it was like hanging out with some guys from the township, but against my will. Like,
wow,
we just, like, I would have gone home a lot sooner if they hadn't held me, you know, back.
But doesn't that give like a new meaning to, you know, we always throw around phrases like life is short, you know, you only live once, if anything could happen in a split second. And all of these are just stories we tell ourselves almost. None of us really live according to them. And then something like that happens and you realize how close.
How real it is.
Yeah, like you were literally like...
Life is like short. That was it.
You were a sneeze away from not being here anymore.
Yes.
Like if he had just sneezed while he was waving his gun...
Yes.
You know, it would be like, oops, okay, now we got to kill him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, why did you shoot me? Like,
and he's going to say, like, I'm such a nice guy. I had to put you out of your pain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, don't do that.
Like, I can survive this.
You know? It's only a shot to the shoulder.
Like, I'll try my best to let my 10,000, like, operate on this. Like, don't stress. But seriously,
oh,
it's like...
No, it is, you know. And you know what I kept thinking? It was 7 days, literally 7 days after my birthday.
I know.
I kept thinking to myself, there's no way I'm dying like a week after my birthday. Especially, you know how difficult it was,
yes,
for that birthday party to happen.
Yes.
And you know, the things that I said at the birthday party, I was like, no, we're not having my birthday party and then 2 weeks later having my funeral.
Oh,
that is not how this plays out. My narrative does not end here. If
right.
anything, this narrative ends with me coming out of this and telling this story.
Accurately.
Accurately,
mm.
But I'm not going out. You know, I just kept saying that. I'm not. No, not for me. You know, I think that helps a lot. It's like, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, where you're starting to lose control of the car sometimes.
Yes, yes.
And you just say, oh, hell no. Not today. Not today am I crashing. I'm on my way to a meeting, damn it.
Yes.
And
yes.
you just like do what it takes.
Yes.
And you grab control of that car.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened that night.
Yeah,
I was like,
Jesus,
no,
take the wheel.
Not today.
I am not dying.
No, no.
I'm not ready. I'm not in a cute outfit. No, no,
no.
No,
no, no. I was wearing my house shoes and some
yes,
and a
no.
tracksuit.
I'm not letting
and
the doctors find me like
this. And it wasn't even a
matching
tracksuit. It wasn't my favorite tracksuit.
This is not the last outfit people will remember.
No.
No, but it's honestly, it's just awful because... I think in life, we feel so immortal, right?
Yeah. I mean, I felt immortal for the longest time.
Precisely. Everything makes us feel like we can do anything with our lives. We can live recklessly. We can live ungratefully. and be okay with it, right?
Ungratefully. Mm. I've just got a new sense of gratefulness, new sense of gratitude, new sense of appreciation of life and appreciation of God. You know, my God got me out of that situation. Yeah. He really did. He came through for me.
Yes.
And there's no other way to look at that except to be grateful. And then also to look at my life in a different way. How do I treat people going forward?
Mm.
How do I treat every day? Am I going to be less critical? And that's what I decide. I'm going to be less critical. I'm going to be more thankful. So whatever situation I'm in, can I find a way to be thankful about it?
Yes.
And if I can, then that situation ends up not being that bad. And even while I was going through those 5 hours of being kidnapped, I was like, how can I be thankful about this moment? And I was like, you know what, God, thanks for this moment, because I would never have had a chance to speak to these guys. I would never had a chance to be out in the middle of this place, particular field at this time of the night.
But also because, I mean, I think a lot of the time, you know, my story of forgiveness in terms of, you know, who the person who killed my father, and the story of the hijackers when you had a conversation with them, there are two things that come to the forefront, and that's the humanity. That it's much easier to distinguish yourself from the enemy, if you will. So you say, okay, that's a bad person, therefore I am separate from them. They're not human. They're not like
me. That's the hardest thing, though, realizing that they are.
And then when you start speaking to these people and you realize that this is a human being.
Who's made a lot of really bad choices.
Precisely.
But they're human.
They're human. You know, there's not this sense of evil. Because a lot of the time people are like, oh, but evil just seeps through pores. When you realize that, this is just someone who made a really fucked up decision.
Yeah.
Which led to more decisions. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're all in this situation right now because he didn't steer his life in the right direction. And it teaches you so many lessons. Number one, where your life could have been if you had been born in a different situation and that was your only choice.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to judge, right? Mm. When you come from suburbia and you've had different life choices, people, it's so easy to sit back at home and say, oh, you know, I'll just choose a different way, go find a job, which is good. Mm. But sometimes, you know, you realize that, damn.
I hear that. And that's true, you know. That's where you don't need to judge people on that level. But I will judge on this level.
Mm.
I also grew up there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm just a guy from the dusty streets of Sosha as well. And sometimes you also have to make different decisions. When I was talking to this guy, the one thing that came through a lot was that sense that I think a lot of people who end up in crime have of I'm not even going to try that.
Victim mindset.
Yes. Like, no, I've tried to get a job.
Yes.
You know, no, I've tried to get this and that.
Or what they say is the jobs I can qualify for don't pay enough.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the thing. I think that's where I was getting to as well. Then, you know, what it really shows you is the fact that the distinction between how you choose, because our lives are choice.
Mm.
And people refuse to just like to say, oh, no, I'm responsible.
Mm.
But you are responsible for the decisions you make, because that's what leads you to these bad moments.
And I don't want to jump in because
please go.
But what you're saying, to just add to it, you know, when you said the job that I could have because of my qualifications is going to be so low paying.
Mm.
But if you work hard enough and you're diligent and you keep doing and you keep stepping every day, who knows in 5 years where you could be?
Yeah.
You could be the supervisor at least.
Mm.
You could have at least gotten yourself an education through that job.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, a lot of people talk about drugs and that sort of thing. I was very fortunate that these guys were definitely not on Nyaupe or anything like that. They were 100% sober.
Oh.
I mean, they refused to drink throughout this process at any point because they wanted to finish this job and then go party if they had to.
Jeez.
You know, but if these were guys who had been drinking or were taking some sort of drugs, and you know, we've got a big scourge, especially in Pretoria, of this drug called Nyaupe.
Yes.
I don't know what would have happened there, you know. And their whole mission was, we just want to get this done and get this over and done with. But like what we just spoke about now, having said that, imagine, I mean, that they worked hard. They risked their lives. They could have done a multitude of other higher risk, difficult jobs.
Precisely.
That actually would have paid them about the same amount.
And they wouldn't be criminals.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Because if you think about it, if they were willing to just take 10,000 rands from me and give me my car back, I can't imagine that they're going to make a lot more than 10,000
for
that car. So maybe if they make 15,000 rands.
And they've got to split it four ways.
It doesn't go that far.
No.
I mean, even if it's 20,000 rands, four ways, that's 5,000 rands. For a night's work like that,
no.
Oh, hell no.
No. And the amount of... Because I always feel that when you do certain act, your soul feels it. Mm. You know, so each and every one takes a piece of your soul with it. You know, so is it truly like rewarding, if anything, you know? And I think that's the biggest problem we have in the world is we're in a world of people who are just living as victims, you know, and they make all these terrible decisions and they like, oh no, if life did this and if I was here and if this, that, and you ask yourself, but if you just at a split second, you just changed your life around the decision you're going to make in that moment, surely. Your life would go on a different path.
Exactly.
You know?
And that was my decision as well at that time. Yeah. I'm not going to be a victim.
And you're not going to panic.
I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to be a victim. Mm. I'm not going to, even though I don't have any control, I accept that I don't have any control of the situation, but I have control of me.
Mm.
And I'm going to control me.
Yes.
And that's it. Everything else is not up to me.
Wow.
And I love what you say when you say your soul feels it. And I think that there's a karmic energy about that. I think that's why a lot of people who've been involved in crime for a very long time end up in jail.
Yes.
I don't think they end up in jail because they made any mistakes. I think their soul gets to a point where they're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
And they almost want to get caught.
Yeah, I want to pay back for all the wrong things that I've done so I can almost start again. Or I just want to get shot.
Yes.
Because I can't even pay back for all the bad things that I've
done.
At this point, death is the only way I can pay back.
There's no happiness there. That's for damn sure.
No, there's none at all.
But goodness, Tia, I'm so, so happy that you're here with us, that you're alive and that you managed to retell the story in such a, in a way that is digestible.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't sitting at home like traumatized, like, oh my God.
Look, I got a confession to make though.
What?
I mean, I am using this story for, you know,
for what?
For my own, underhanded reasons sometimes.
Well, if, especially with, can with, I tell you
with
something?
Nice girls like who wear like short shorts like
oh
that.
Whatever.
I'm repeating the story.
Whatever. You know what? If I
and it's a
if,
great excuse.
If I got kidnapped / hijacked / put in a fault, damn it, I would be milking it for all it's worth. Like I would go eat at a restaurant and then when the bell comes, be like, listen, so I got hijacked
and I don't have my car.
And it's a legit story. Listen to my show.
You showed them like the clippings. It was the other day.
Yes. I would milk it for all it's worth.
Look, it does give you a lot of excuses to be lazy. There have been times like the past 2 days where I'm like, I actually don't feel like going anywhere.
Like I'm feeling the trauma of my hijacking.
Yeah. Meantime, I just want to sit back. I want to recline on the sofa and watch the highlights of the Olympics.
No, honestly, it's such a traumatic experience. Like I feel like you've got like a good 2 weeks to just milk this.
Thank you.
And at least
thank you, Candy.
Have some sort of positivity out of it. Just the smallest
amount. I
got to
get something good out of
just
this.
Just something
small.
They
took everything. They took everything
and
from
people
me.
Are out there judging like, oh, you know, how dare he say such a thing. Screw you. If you got hijacked.
Yeah. You get hijacked first.
Yes. And get then hijacked. Talk. Sit in a booth for however many hours.
And you can't sit in a booth.
You
lie
down.
Like kind of lie
in
one position.
In a very uncomfortable position.
And then there's maybe trying to, you know, turn around and get into another position. But either way, it's not happy.
Exactly.
It's hot. You know, they should put air conditioning in a boot.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Just no.
No, I think these are things that people have to think through. Like the more luxurious the car is, they need to put things like air conditioning. Understand that we're not all the same size.
They're not hoping that people are going to end up in
the boot. This is a reality, guys. People are ending up more and more in boots. So can we just make sure that
put a panic button in a boot. Let's do that.
Can we do that?
Yes, I think that's better than an aircon. Because I also don't want to be like in minus however many degrees.
No, but at least you can ask them to turn it down, turn it up. You know,
I don't think that most hijackers are listening to your request. Okay, Mr.
Guys,
DJ.
These guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, no. I think most people get different hijackers.
They do. That's what I'm very grateful about.
That's what I'm saying. Panic button. Put a panic button in the boot.
And I don't want to sound flippant and make hijacking sound like it's a fun experience.
Yeah,
it's
no.
not. A lot of people go through very difficult hijackings. And if anything, that's what I'm grateful about the most. That I know how difficult people have it when they've been hijacked. And it wasn't my situation, and I'm so, so grateful for that. You know, I'm so thankful, and it's given me a new lease on life, and I want to do different things with my life. I feel like I have to achieve those things that I said I'd achieve now. It's like, otherwise, really, why
because
am I still here?
Because you literally almost died.
Yeah, I'm just being an oxygen thief, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So on that note,
man, guys,
it's so good to see your face.
And it's so good to speak to all the listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
Yeah.
Come back next week.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully it will be less dramatic, but a lot more fun.
Yes.
We're out of here. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.